Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
July 11th, 2023. The district of Alto Nanay, deep within the primordial jungles of Peru. The local members of the indigenous population were pitched into abject terror as their community came under siege from mysterious visitors. Reports of villagers being dragged into the shadows and accosted by beings that seemingly floated through the air and were impervious to firearms. The creatures seemed to be covered in scaly green armor and yet were able to disappear at will. Were these apparitions the true form of local urban legends or returning off-world visitors? This case file, join the theorists as they clear up their pores with treatment from the Peruvian face peelers.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 289, The Peruvian Predators. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Before we start, I am on a level of sleep previously reserved only for Dale Gribble. The CIA, I can hear the CIA on my phone calls now. I know they're listening. I can hear them.
Everyone's after
it. Yeah, I see it.
Didn't he just die?
He did. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Very timely
reference.
Dale Gribble. Last week, passed away.
You guys are conducting your own Russian sleep experiment at home there? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that is what happened. Little guy, we're sleep training him. It was the first night the other night and...
Murdered you?
No, he actually slept fine. But what happened is his first day in his crib, immediately rolled over to his tummy, and we're both like, "All right, well, everything we read said like no tummy." So like I go in, you know, carefully like flip him back on his back, lay him on his back. The second I turn around, he just like instantly was like there was a magnet, and it's just like whoop flips over onto his belly, still asleep. And I'm like, "All right." So then like all night we were like flipping him over, and then today we got the okay. They're like. The doctor's like, can he roll over both ways? We're like, yeah, he's like, he's fine to sleep however he wants then. We're like, oh, okay. So I was up all night because I was like, oh God, he's going to die. Just watching the baby monitor all night. Oh my God. Going in there, rolling him over. And I was like, by like 4 a.m, I was like, he was like on his back for like a 30-minute stretch. And I was like,
stay like that. Stay like that.
Buddy, by 4 a.m., how are you not Ivan Drago? Like, if he dies, he dies. I got to go to bed. Fuck it.
Well, because, dude, as I was getting sleepy, I'd be getting sleepy and I'm like, okay, I was on the couch and I'm starting to get shut eye. And then like my inner voice is like, yeah, you do need to sleep. You should get 3 hours of sleep now. Wake up. Your son's going to be dead because you needed 3 hours of sleep. You're too busy. You couldn't sleep later. And I was like, oh God, stay up. Leave me alone. No one bullies me like my own inner voice, just so everyone knows.
Well, other than your dad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But this is, if you've been following the news and
or your little brother
and Twitter or X, what is it called? X, is it just called X now?
hasn't switched in Canada yet. It's still called Twitter.
Mine's called
the app.
Yeah, but the logo is an X.
It is?
Yeah.
That must have happened while I'm awake because
it's been like that for a while. I was taken aback one day when I was looking for Twitter and
I gotta check in real time here because now
I was clicking on fucking Pornhub or something like that. By seems like I'm doing something scandalous every time I click on it.
Yeah, that's part of the marketing tool.
Marketing tactic. Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
It's great. But if you've been following that kind of stuff, you've definitely seen probably hashtag Peru trending the last couple of weeks, Peru aliens. And that's because there's been just a stream of reports and videos and stuff that there is some sort of...
Predator has returned.
Yeah, Predator's returned.
Well, it has been the hottest recorded days on Earth, like, so far. So, I mean, that's usually when Predator shows up in the movies.
Is
it?
Yeah.
When
areas experience like record high temperatures is when he shows up.
Dan sounds very crunchy.
Yeah, Dan, you sound crackly.
Sound crunchy, buddy.
Yeah.
Do a little jiggle.
Are you? It sounds like it sounds like you're holding your notes in rage every time you talk.
Still crackly. Mm. Unplug and replug something.
Yeah, sort that out. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So if you've been following this, you've seen the reports. There's been videos. You know, and the one that caught my attention is why kind of we moved it up the list. It was like evidence of fucking, what is Pelicaras? What is it? Is that how I say it down? How do you say it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is basically translates to the face peelers. And there was a video circling Twitter. And if you go looking for this, hashtag fucking not safe for work and hashtag you've been warned. It's like them dragging a corpse out of like a forest area that looks that it's been peeled.
It's been peeled.
Yeah. Like it's missing flesh perfectly from like neck all the way up the forehead. It's just a skeleton and then like skin hanging off the backside.
Well, isn't there like there's musculature and shit still, right?
Not on the bones. There's nothing. It's just bones. It's literally like the skull. The first time I saw it, I was like,
so more than the skin's been peeled off. All the muscles have been peeled
everything.
Off.
Everything. It's just bones. That's just bones.
Oh, so it's just a skeleton.
No, the skin is only peeled like around the face.
Oh.
And then down to the neck, to the chest. And you can see the spine.
I've seen that. I seen it. This guy got fucking, he got locked in his trailer with his dog and he passed away. And his dog, they think, was trying to wake him up. So it licked his face compulsively, cleaned the fucking skin right off his face.
Mm.
It was fucking
so what you're saying is this is what potentially the face peelers are doing.
Maybe, yeah.
This is an aggressive Antonio Villaboras. A little too aggressive. Death by snooze news, what you're saying. But yeah, it's like the first time I saw it, I was like, that's gotta be fake. And then I saw a better quality version. And I was just like, I hate like when you know, you see gore or breaking videos or any of this stuff. Not a fan. Hate that stuff. And then I was like, oh my God, that's real. I was like, oh. And I was like, terrifying.
Whoa, yeah. I got to see this. I want to see it. Where is
and you had to look into it farther though.
Yeah, well, because we were already talking that we're going to do it. So I was like, okay, there's some in Peru peeling faces. So let's get into it. Where did this start?
Maybe we should change this to the Peruvian face licker.
The Peruvian face peelers. I don't know. We'll
get into it like that.
Both of them, okay.
The Face Peelers is a great band name. Add it to the list.
Yeah.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Apparently a couple of weeks ago, an indigenous tribe of people known as the Iquitu that reside in the district of Alto Nané, which is a province of Manus Loreto, Peru, had some reports flying in that a number of them had sighted and even been attacked by, as they describe it, flying armored silver beans with huge heads.
It's like, do you have any proof of this? The guy turns around, he's got no fucking face left.
He's like, ah!
The skeleton, like, what are you looking at me?
Yeah, like, skeleton. Just bones are rattling. There's videos. You can go and if you type in Twitter, Peru aliens and stuff, you can see videos of people seeing things. It's the classic, like, so it's all low light because it's all at night. And these things are coming into the woods, grabbing people, attacking people. They're shooting at them. Just terrifying these poor villagers.
So they're wearing a silver suit of armor. That's what it sounds like.
Some reports I saw that people were saying like a spacesuit. Some reports that I read was...
They say armored or silver. So that makes me think of like knight armor.
I've heard that this suit looked like it was manufactured at Oscorp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Green Goblin?
I've heard that referenced several times.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of the references say the face appeared to be like.
Like green, a silver Green Goblin.
Yeah.
The villagers are definitely familiar with the work of of Sam Raimi in the Green Goblin suit. Because it is, that is the comparison that they make a couple of times of the... these creatures resembling like the armored Green Goblin suit from those Spider-Man movies.
And see, one of the reports that I was reading and one of like the news reports was saying like silver, they looked like this silver, almost like an astronaut outfit or something. But I think it's turned to armored later, because a lot of these people say that they've been shooting at these things. They're shooting them and they appear to be bulletproof. So that's why they're like, well, this must be some sort of fucking armor because we're shooting these things.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. There were reports that they were chasing, like some of these creatures had been pursued by some of the villagers who had been, kind of going out basically in posses. This is like Chupacabra style stuff where you have villagers that are feeling threatened. So they're out there in groups trying to find these things, capture and or kill them. And keep them away where they live.
But I think that stems
these things are fucking bulletproof.
But I also think that stems because one of the first incidents is like a girl that got slashed or cut, right? And so it's like, you know, you have a young woman out in the woods, like you ran up the at first you'd be like, there's some fucking predator stalking at night. Like we got to, you know, get the torches out. We got to walk, march the village, wash the streets, make sure it's safe. Then you're like, holy fuck, it's a Green Goblin.
Or could you imagine you're shooting this thing and it pops up out of nowhere and it's fucking Norman's not here, honey.
Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
Yeah.
More like Norman no está aquí.
Wasn't the one guy saying like he shot him twice and he does not fall, but rises and disappears.
Yeah.
So that's one of the quotes that they have from the kind of the designated village leader known as Jairo Reategui Avila. So he kind of came out, most of the descriptions are pulled from his quote that he, I guess they at least had some film crew on there from one of the local news programs and kind of quoted as, this is a translation, the translation that you've seen in most of the articles that have been presented about this. And it's, these gentlemen are aliens. They look armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I have shot him twice and he doesn't fall, but rises and disappears. We are frightened by what is happening in the community. And then he continues, their color is silver. Their shoes are round in shape. And with that, they rise. They float a meter high and have a red light on the heel part.
His you got fucking light up Skechers?
It sounds like it.
It's a good shoe.
LA lights, like bringing them back. His head is long, his mask is long, and his eyes are half yellowish. With that, they see you well and leave. So I assume he kind of assume they have some type of like night vision or something like that.
They do explain too, like they glide, right? Like they hover, kind of like they're on the goblin glider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the interesting thing, I guess you could assume they see at night because if you're walking around with flashlights and these things have attacked people and then you don't see them and then like you shine your light, you see them, you would assume that like, well, obviously they see us. So, like some sort of night vision, whether it be just the mask or in the helmet, something
to do with the lens of the helmet, maybe, for sure.
Or if that's just their fucking metallic head, who knows?
Or that's just how they see.
Yeah, maybe.
They've seen the different spectrum.
Yeah, predator style, just fucking thermal.
So how big do they say these things were?
7 to 8 feet tall.
Jeez.
Is 78 feet tall?
That's a big fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Stomping out fucking forests in the Peruvian forest. No, 7 or 8 feet tall.
So a giant.
And I will say this. I'm always going to go with the lower number because I think in these heightened things, you know, someone's 7 feet tall and you're in a heightened
sense. That's still a giant.
That's fucking huge. And if I
anytime
saw someone
around a 7-footer, I'm like, that's,
if I was walking around in the woods and then some sort of fucking Green Goblin that was 7 feet tall attacked me, you know how tall I'd say it was? 9 feet. Easy. Probably 10.
Easily.
Probably 10.
Right? Because you're just like, it was way bigger than me. How to be a 10? Like you're in the moment, I'm sure. So I bet, is it closer to 7? Probably is my guess.
Yeah, so pretty much after this, they had reported that these attacks had started, or the harassment at least, had started like midway July, about July 11th. They said that these attacks had been going, and they didn't really
get around the same time they were digging up like an old native burial ground or something like that.
Unearthing some ancient emperor's tomb.
Yeah, right after there was a meteor strike at an ancient temple. And,
Peru, what is that? Is that Inca?
Inca?
Yeah.
Or the, whoever predated them? People of the gods.
So like Brayden had mentioned before, like one of the more alarming events is that a 15-year-old girl, was either like, had been grabbed by these creatures or,
she got fucking peeled
kind of almost, I guess, suppose. Cause they said that she was grabbed by one of these and like, they have her on camera, like they're just kind of holding, like she had type of like a wound on her neck or something where she had been cut or, peeled. Or slashed.
Yeah. They started the peel.
I gotta, I think just cause like I'm thinking it's a good name, but also it's a little bit more seductive too, to get more clicks. We should name this the Peruvian Peelers.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, are we talking about Peruvian peelers?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause like, peelers mean one thing and another.
Yeah.
I tried to look up the actual Pelicaris, like people were talking about like what that is. And I couldn't really find
it's not specific.
I don't know. I'm not sure where they kind of pulled that from.
It was like some sort of folklore based on like a local.
I read that and I went and looked and I couldn't find like anything that resembled that. I couldn't find anything that resembled that in
what's the thing called? The Pelicaris?
A Pelicaris, which is literally like face peeler. Like Kara is face and Pela is like to peel, whatever.
Maybe it's a real local thing that started last month.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be some extremely local and recent urban legend or something. It could be something like that, I'm sure. But I couldn't find any popular reference to the Pelicaris of what exactly that is. Some of the articles mentioned them to be some kind of strange being that feast on human fat and organs, but that could be clickbait, so I'm not sure.
And skin.
And face skin. The best tasting skin, the best,
the best, the best of the skins is around the face and neck, I believe, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, skin-wise, because that's the skin you take the most care of, probably.
Oh, yeah. You lube up all those ointments and treatments.
Oh, yeah.
You find on late-night TV.
Yeah.
So it's going... it's going after all the people who don't shower. Because according to celebrities, you're not supposed to shower anymore. It's good for your skin.
Is that the newest trend?
That's the new thing. You're not supposed to shower.
No water.
No more showering. No, just no showering. Nothing.
No washing your face, no showering.
Stink. No.
Just stank.
Supposed to stink.
Natural.
Supposed to stink.
Well, welcome to the trend, celebrities.
A little late.
So eventually, apparently, the authorities got involved. The villagers were so
confused. Dan, hold on a second.
Pause.
We're going to take a quick beer break because Dan is going to get his face Peruvian peeled by Zell if we don't get this crackling sorted out. So
I've started to ignore it, but we should try and fix it.
Yeah, so we're going to take an early beer break. We'll be right back as we can sort this out.
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Dan's got himself sorted out. So we're talking about the Peruvian peelers. They're there. They're peeling faces in Peru.
Is that video directly related to this story? Like, is that really part of the story? Yeah. Or is it just somebody picked up that video and just like slapped it on there?
Somebody got peeled, Dan.
Well,
people peeled, get right their faces bone. Peeled all the time. That got in a fight with chimpanzee got her face peeled. Like,
dude, I've never seen that's different type of peeling. The only time I've ever seen a face that
I
peeled,
was a tear.
A face peeled that clean was when we were doing the cattle mutilation and we saw we were looking at the horse pictures of where they're like perfectly removed. The
cheekbones are perfectly removed.
Yeah.
There's just that skin on that one side of their face is gone.
That's it. And I was like, ugh.
Aliens have a specific type of skin they like to take from each different animal.
Yeah. Well, trophies. You know what it is? On their spaceship, they just got a wall of skin flat faces and some sort of fucking makeshift face rug. Or like Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, it's not the skull or bones or anything. They want just your face.
They want to tetherize it,
put it on the wall.
Just like Dwight. Yeah, just like Dwight with the baloney. They wear it for their Halloween, alien
the
Halloween.
No, with the CPR doll.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question. Do you think they got like fucking potato peelers? Like their own type of face peeler? Or do you think they do it by hand? Like what do you think is a tool?
I would say if it's aliens doing the face peeling, they definitely have some sort of special tool. It up real
Hold
good.
Hold on a second. What if for whatever reason these guys got a copy of Face Off, and this is what they do for costumes. They just peel people's faces off, and that's what they do for Halloween on their planet.
Yeah, I think it checks out.
Right? They just do it.
They just have an extraterrestrial fan, Nicolas Cage fan club.
Yeah, where they just fucking face off. They just peel faces.
Yeah. Man, they're gonna look back in 20 years when there's all these pictures of all these aliens doing human face. They're gonna regret it. I regret it big time. I'll tell you. Warning right now, if we've learned anything, right? It's not funny anymore.
You're gonna lose some political pull if you got that on your social media.
Our species is not a costume.
Get rid of them.
Boot them.
Canceled before you even got here.
Sucks to suck.
But like, yeah, these villagers, like they're like begging for help. They're begging to be taken seriously. They're being terrorized for like a month.
They're being peeled.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's like definitive proof that somebody got their face peeled by one of these things. I don't know.
Allegedly, they're being peeled.
I'm not even sure if
that video is directly related to this case. Like, I don't.
Dan, what are they called?
Somebody called them the Pelicaris, which doesn't exist.
What does that translate to?
Which translates directly to Peruvian face peeler.
I know people have. Never mind. That's fine.
You're saying. No. We're just saying.
Reason doesn't work here. I'm sorry.
The reason doesn't exist on the show.
Dan, I told you I've had enough sleep. The level of sleep is reserved for Dale Gribble here. I'm making connections, baby. Right? They're called the face peelers. There's a video of someone with a peeled face in the area. I'm going, well, that's connected.
Face peelers.
Somebody said it's from that area. We don't even know if it's from there. It could be from Colombia. It could be some drug cartel shit.
Listen, Dan, I got an ear.
Was it fact checked on Facebook?
Probably.
Dan, I got an ear.
Well, no, it's news.
I got an ear.
Yeah, it's true.
It's
gone.
I was listening to the language that was spoken in the videos, and it sounded similar to me. In the sense that I don't know.
Wait,
sounds like the same language.
Yeah, so how many countries speak Spanish?
Is it Spanish they speak?
Just a couple, I think. What do you think they speak?
I know. I thought Peru spoke something else. Portuguese or something?
Do you think Peru spoke Peru?
No. I thought they spoke like Portuguese. Is it Portuguese? Or something. Yeah, I thought it was Portuguese.
No. Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Well, some parts of Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Speak in Peru. Oh, yeah. Spanish.
Looking it up? Spanish.
Yeah.
You had to ask the AI. Let's see.
It all sounded the same. All right. All the videos, they sounded the same. Wasn't English. All right. It was that other language.
I couldn't understand
it. So it had to be connected. It's got to be connected. I can't understand what they're saying. Right?
So it could be, in China, bro, connected.
I know Chinese. I can tell the difference between Chinese and Spanish.
He hasn't nailed down to not even continents.
Because I'd be like, all right, that's an Asian language going on there, right? That's a I'm getting a feel of South American vibe, right?
You've narrowed it down just to continents.
Yeah, it's not bad. Just continents. If you say a language, I can be like, I guarantee you, I can guess the continent.
Could be French.
No, yeah, but if you're talking French with a South
could be
American
Italian
accent,
kind of
I'll tell you. I'll be like, maybe French, but it's definitely in South America.
He's got a really good ear for continental for dialect.
You know what it is? I just got an ear for the dialect. That's it. No languages or anything. I'm just like, I can tell you. You tell me. You show me a language, and I'll be like,
approximate area
of
the world.
Guess the area.
From.
I've got like a 1 in 6 chance of getting it right.
It's pretty good.
Not bad. It's good odds. So yeah, the villagers put out the call that that these events have been going on. They've been constantly harassed by these creatures or these apparitions.
Please help.
Please help. And so Peru, the local government, dispatched some troops, some authorities out into the area to go take a look at what has these villagers on
it. Just a string of maybe 5 or 6 mercenaries, what you're saying, Dan.
One of them just compulsively shaves the entire time. Yeah.
One carrying a gun that's mainly mounted on a vehicle.
One that ain't got time to bleed.
One that's a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yeah.
And one with a very strong accent from the continent of Europe.
That only shakes hands by grabbing forearms. Yeah.
So they requested like full-on military intervention, apparently, but the military is like, we can't really, logistically, we can't bring anybody out there because the only way to get there is like a 10-hour river trip. And it's like, how are you going to bus everybody out there? It's a
people,
little difficult.
I knew we're getting fucking peeled, I'd be calling for an airstrike.
Basically, like, when you watch the interview, these people are like, that's what they're good. They're like, we're under attack. Like they're claiming like these green goblins are using like guerrilla warfare tactics on them, right? They're like, this is a fucking battleground here. We need the fucking military. But as you do, like if you were to say this stuff, it's like everyone's being like, is it aliens really? So they're like, they're not really sending in the cavalry because they're like, we don't really believe it.
Even if it's not aliens, what the fuck is it? Something, it needs to be addressed, whatever's doing it.
Yeah.
You got Jack the Peeler hanging out in fucking the jungle or some shit. You got to figure it out.
Now what's happening is because the ET have realized that we're putting these committees on national television and they're exposing the aliens. So they're just giving up being hidden and they're just going straight for the face and throat. That's what that was happening.
The old face rips.
We don't need to stay hidden anymore. They're on to us.
So some authorities, local law authorities, did make their way out there apparently, and they kind of toured the village and the surrounding areas. And then they didn't seem to find, or they haven't reported finding any evidence kind of backing up the idea that there are they didn't find any evidence of silver armored green goblins, silver goblins, I guess. coming out there to support the claims that the villagers were making. But
well, they didn't see one. Let's just say that.
Yeah, they didn't see one. They didn't see any of these.
They didn't see any of what was described.
Right. So the explanation that is offered up by the law enforcement.
I just want to add an asterisk. I want to add an asterisk to this. The explanation offered up of what this is from the parties that went and didn't see it is this.
So the theory is that these were perhaps illegal gold mining operations that were going on, and that the creatures were actually employees of one of these these illegal gold mining operations that kind of went out there and basically it's a full on Scooby-Doo episode where they were trying to scare away,
just dressing up.
Yeah, they're trying to scare away the locals from where they are mining, apparently.
By peeling their faces.
So what I learned is that Peru is the number one gold exporter of South America, and 25% of that gold is illegally mined. That it apparently is a pretty big issue in Peru, like the types of things. So when we say like illegally mined, apparently it's mining operations that are either they're mining on land that isn't theirs, or they're using illegal equipment and or methods to extract gold from the areas that they are.
So basically what they're saying is that a mercenary group is must be wearing some sort of costume, flying in on jetpacks and terrorizing these villagers to try to get them to leave so then they can mine freely in the area without under the watchful eyes of the village. One of the issues, I didn't even realize that, one, jetpack technology was that trusted right now. Like I've seen
some pretty cool videos. Yeah, that's as far as I've gone.
That you have a mercenary team fucking in Green Goblin outfits jetpacking into villages. I was like, okay, well that's a leap and bound, I think, in jetpack technology as far as I've seen. Right.
One of the methods that they mentioned that apparently has been utilized before by some of these operations is that they'll take like sheets or like clothes and they'll hang them on drones
and they'll cut three holes in them, like two eyes and a mouth and run around and go,
essentially they'll hang them from drones. Like they'll just hang them from drones and they'll fly the drones around to like scare off villagers.
That's amazing. Actually,
the things, I mean, I think we've seen the video. You've seen the video of the guys who like put the drone with like the little spooky ghost thing on it and like fly it around the park and stuff and like chase people.
Especially in South America, that's working.
So,
why, especially in South America?
Why? Yeah, well, I was going to ask.
Well, because I think they have more of a belief in the paranormal.
Do they?
I think so.
They might. I don't know. Dan, you're our connection down there.
it might be out.
Is that
those...
because he's a little bit further south than us, so he's our connection?
as partly that, and partly his mom speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
You're closer to it. You're closer than us.
You probably wouldn't be totally wrong in thinking that, and being that it's like out in some of these more rural areas, you have a bit more superstition.
More superstition
takes hold and kind of goes lore. On. But I mean, you could say some of that. You could say that about some towns out in the U.S. It's something like that where you can have these operations going on, and like they don't necessarily want to get violent. Cause I mean, as long as you have people staying away, if that's easier than like making people go missing. Cause then people come looking for missing people, or as opposed to,
but they also got violent real quick in a hurry. And it's not like what I thought was interesting. These are the issues that I have with this account of like their explanation is like, one, I was thinking of like, okay, Scooby-Doo style, you're going to run these people out of the town. That's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Where are these people going to go? They're not going to leave. They're not going to leave their homes, right? So you're like, all right, so this ploy of like scaring them doesn't seem to work. So then you're like, they're immediately like, they attacked someone. They're attack some people. So then they're like, is that going to get them to flee? But the other problem I have is that all the people who describe these things, not one person describes being like, yeah, they were wearing a fucking jetpack. And again, jetpack technology, as I know, you can hear it. You know what I mean? Like the jetpacks we've seen.
The one you know. Yeah.
Some jetpack. Secondly, is that it's this isn't like a tribe where they're like, you know, have sticks and stuff. They have guns and they've been shooting these people. And they say they don't stay down. They get back up. So are these guys wearing, am I led to believe that these mercenaries are wearing some sort of fucking Iron Man suit that's bulletproof, that can take rounds and they can just get up and then jetpack out of there, where we never have a description of anyone from these villagers being like, yeah, they flew away on a fucking jetpack. They just, no noise. There's none of that description, which I have trouble with, because I was like, if someone jetted in and then landed and then started blasting, like, yeah, there's the guy. Like, these things are hiding in the fucking woods, right? Based on the descriptions of the villagers there. Like, I just found it very interesting. I was like, and as far as I know, there's body armor and there's body armor that works, but like, you're taking rounds, like, it hurts. You're going to get dropped. You're going to get hurt.
Do we know, like, any of the victims that have been peeled? Like, have they been like, oh, this is fucking Jose Ramirez, and he's my neighbor, and this is... Well, do we have any of that, or has it just been, like, fucking random, like I said, fucking the DBs that have been found?
The Pelicaris portion doesn't necessarily seem to be related. That might be something that would have been added later to this whole narrative. I'm not sure, because I can't, again, like, I couldn't find anything about that.
Well, and again, the other thing is...
It's been expunged from the internet because...
Because, like, what I'm getting with that is, it's like, you know, like Dan said, they've dressed up drones to scare people. So how do we even know that these are actually fucking real mercenaries and they aren't just some type of fucking, you know, drones that are dressed up to look like something to scare people? And then they get their hands on, let's say, a fucking cadaver of a random DB, peel it up, throw it in the woods and be like, look what we did. Yeah. Run away. Be scared.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Just, all I know is I'm definitely using the drone for Halloween this year and just flying around my street with a fucking demon hanging from it.
That being said, I 1,000% am on board with silver suited extraterrestrial fucking Norman Osborn scary motherfuckers. I'm on board with that.
Well, because I'm like, think about that description of, like, you have some green goblin super suit that's bulletproof. I'm like, what is the CIA funding these rebel groups with nowadays?
That's fucking Oscorp, man. We've seen it. It works. That's Norman Osborn, when he wears a suit in the movies, he was bulletproof.
Like, that was the other issue I have with that. Again, it's the people, it's the groups coming in, you know, the military, the representation, the representative who came in being like, yeah, this is probably what it is. Yeah, it's probably this. And this is all it was. And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't really match the description. It's like, I'm like, if you're wearing body armor and you're getting shot, you don't just go like, ha ha, I got body armor. Like, it hurts. You're hurt. Right?
Yeah, but they do get knocked down and then they get back up.
But it's then not they like they're disappear.
Fucking impenetrable and walking through it.
Right? Then they disappear.
Yeah, because they're running away because they're hurt.
If he
they're
winged like, him. Like, you know, if he gotta winged go. Him, like, you don't know if he shot him
here's
directly.
The thing. You think that blank. The description would then be, I shot them, they drop, they get up, they run away. It's
how fast
they drop, how fast they rise, before. they disappear. The other
they
thing
turn
is,
on their active camel and they run away.
The other thing is the gliding, right? They say they're like, a lot of descriptions of them gliding, and I'm like, okay, well, again, but there's no noise. There's there's no description of, like, yeah, these things are loud. We can hear them coming. It's like, what the fuck does that? What possibly would do that with a person? One of those like drone like gliders like that you could stand on? Like, I'm just trying to think what this could be other than the descriptions
goblin
given.
Glider?
Yeah, like a lot of this stuff's like kind of put together. Like, we do have the report from Hiero. That, like, I mean, he's definitely 100% that these things are aliens and saying that. And then, but like a lot of the details and stuff are kind of a mishmash of like reports that have come up. So the jetpack thing might not necessarily be directly related to his sighting, but people have like seen something flying around. And that's kind of one of the, again, yeah, like you mentioned, that is one of the explanations they offer up, is that some of these areas, like we said, like getting to this village is not easy. You have to take a fucking 10-hour boat ride up the river to get to this village. And then getting up to these areas where you would mine the gold, they're entirely inaccessible. But now we have technology that allows people to do that. And like, you know, you can survey those areas using the jetpack things, which I guess, you know, these gold miners. I mean, again, if you're gold mining, like you have access to, so it's, that's a lot of money that you have access to a lot of stuff. Jetpack
technology. Yeah. I'm blown away. We must be 10 years in private corporations. We must be 10 years ahead in jetpack technology. Well,
we've seen the medical, like they have those like search and rescue teams that have the jetpacks now, and they use them to fly into areas. Like we have those.
What?
Have you not seen those videos?
We do.
Where? And they have hand propulsion too. Like
I've seen those ones.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But they don't look like something you'd be like, I can use this every day. It looks like if you use it long enough, you will die.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like they see well, these.
That's also probably true.
Like not necessarily related to the direct sighting. Like these things weren't wearing the jetpacks. Like that they saw. Again, those could be the drone things. That if they're carrying something and then you shot it, maybe it pulls the drone down. Like I don't know if you hit it, like pulls the drone down, and zips off. Like. Again, flying a drone, but I can see reasoning flying a drone through the jungle would not necessarily be like the easiest thing. So it'd be like, that'd be kind of hard. So it is a little.
Well, I've seen them fly those drones in those obstacle courses and they're fucking amazing.
Yeah, but not with a ghost sheet.
Sure, why not?
With an armor suit.
Yeah, but you're not wearing a ghost sheet. You're wearing fucking state-of-the-art armor. Yeah.
It's like, the thing with this case and these events right now that's blogging my mind is like, even the official story offered up right now, I'm like, none of the stories really add up to me. I go, okay, why? That's plausible because you make that story grounded in like earth and events that are happening in Peru. But where it gets unbelievable for me is I'm like, what fucking kind of armor? Like if this armor is a fucking bulletproof armor, you think you would see the US Marines in the shit overseas. Like you would see.
Maybe this is what, maybe they're testing it there.
Right. The proof, they're like, you know, the CIA is like, let's give them the armor and maybe they can get some gold for us.
Well, maybe it's the military there that's protecting it, right? They got some interest on there. We're going to test pilot, see how it goes.
Maybe they're like, and what are you going to use it for? We're just going to terrorize this little village. Side effect.
Whoever uses these jetpacks gets peeled.
Yeah. Yeah, they get peeled because of the fucking jet coming off the fucking.
Why can't they just be ETs? Why can't they just be actual fucking ETs?
Well, I'm on board with that. Here's the interesting thing. We talk about Peru being such a hotbed for gold, right? And like gold is obviously a commodity in the alien world where that we say that they might be interested in.
The Anunnaki.
Right? Maybe we mined it for them in the past. So like maybe these things are extraterrestrials and it's just them that maybe they are mining gold there. Right,
and maybe our planet just has a higher concentration than most, and they found us useful.
Didn't we find like that gold meteor? Right, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like out there,
mining gold would be way easier to go get it from a meteor than to come here.
That's what I think.
On asteroids,
you know, I mean, but listen, there's nothing to fuck on an asteroid, Dan. And there's nothing to.
How
peel.
Do you know? You've been to an asteroid.
I've seen.
Have you been to an asteroid, sir? Have you been there? Were you there?
Were you there? You got me there. You got me on the word there. So I can't argue with that logic. I was not there. I don't know.
You were not there, and therefore you cannot say.
Maybe nothing. The asteroid. Hey, does
those
have
asteroids
holes.
Might be some like the truck stops. Perfect fit. You know, they got some parking lot.
Rick Sanchez fucked a whole planet, so you're all right.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen an asteroid? They're all. It's all glory holes, man. The whole thing.
Totally anonymous.
Swiss cheesed.
Every look.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, the gold thing. Yeah, there's, so, some,
there's just some sort of creature way in the more middle abundant that just other cranks places. Off anything that comes in.
Yeah, if we go back, like the whole alien and gold connection has been kind of around for a long time. I mean, Zechariah Sitchin in his whole Earth Chronicle series, you know, talking about the 12th planet, you know, an Anunnaki from Nibiru, like their atmosphere got compromised somehow. And so that they needed to mine gold in order to put it back into their atmosphere and I guess reflect cosmic rays or something.
The atmosphere. Yeah, the atmosphere was supposed to help them reflect the dangerous radiation or something that was scorching their planet.
That was
or
their
shit.
Idea. So they had to come to Earth and therefore create us to work for them, and then
because they're lazy, it was cheaper and more cost effective for them to make and wait for a whole race to evolve to then mine gold.
They're in no hurry.
Yeah, Well, I guess not. If you're a being outside of this dimension of experiencing linear time, you're like, what does it matter? Just do this, and then you come back. I never even thought about that. I'm like, you're just like, oh yeah, do this, and it's like, you know, it's like being offline. We're like, it's like playing Clash of Clans, right? You're not playing it right now, but all your base is still doing shit, right? You might be under attack right now. You don't know, right? You won't know until you pop back in. They're going to be pissed when we come back and they find out not all of us are mining gold all the time. Like, fucking lazy
prick. What are you doing? Yeah.
Do you know there's only like 20% of that population mining gold right now? The rest of them are doing fucking little dances on their phone.
Doing TikToks. Right? What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on here? We left you guys for only 300 years.
Yeah, and like Peru itself, like, it having the place of, you know, number one gold producer in South America is always kind of nuts, because it's like Peru has always been one of those countries that's kind of like its whole entire cultural identity for a while was surrounded by gold. Like when the conquistadors show up, it was like the entire, you know, this was the golden city. This was El Dorado. These places, like everything was coated in gold. They just had it everywhere. You know, and this and the, like their entire mythos, like their cultural creation mythos. They mentioned the god Viracocha, who's often depicted as a bearded man, and he's like a creator god from the Andean mythologies. And he's said to have come from Lake Titicaca and then kind of taught the Peruvian people like about the, you know, different engineering stuff, farming, essential skills, and then also creating other deities, you know, in his image. And then, you know, some people in the ancient astronaut theory is kind of like that this is perhaps some type of extraterrestrial visitor that was coming around and disseminating, you know, knowledge amongst humans and teaching us, as, you know, as there are plenty of other stories and, you know, Latin America and South America and then, you know, all over the world where you have these beings that descend from the sky in golden discs or, you know, clouds or stuff like that. And they bring knowledge, advanced knowledge to the people who are just, I know, basically like building dirt castles, I guess, before this.
So Peru, you said exports 25% of the world's gold?
No. I said it is...
Oh, 25% of their gold.
Well, 28% actually. 28% of their gold that is mined in Peru is estimated to be illegally mined. And they are the number one gold. They are number one exporter of gold in South America.
Well, here, my question, my kind of interest in this is like, because Peru, they, you know, obviously mine lots of gold. They're up there. I was kind of interested in, like, if you looked at the biggest gold producers on the planet, is there like a correlation between like gold in your area and UFO activity?
That's a good question.
Right? So I'm just looking and it's like, right now the biggest gold miners are like China, Russia, Australia, Canada, US, Ghana, and then Peru. Right. But then I was like, hey, well, you know, Russia and Canada, you know, I think are on there. That's not a really fair statement, because it was like, how much of Canada produces that much? Because maybe it's might be a real small area in Canada that produces all
the gold.
Yeah, it's
BC and the Yukon.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's just a huge landmass.
I've seen some of those Yukon gold docuseries or whatever, and it's like, they don't see any UFOs. I think those would be in there if they had UFOs. That would be way more interesting.
I was just outside of Whitehorse this last week visiting friends, and the whole state
in gold.
Or the whole province of the whole province of the Yukon is just propped up by the money that's made by mining, or the city wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
The city like pays people to move there.
Yeah.
Pays people to keep them there. We'll put you up in housing and shit to just get like doctors and nurses and medical staff and professional services, because no one's up there, but they need to support this community of mining.
Okay, you know what's funny though about Whitehorse? Beautiful, beautiful spot in the summer. Really nice. I could definitely, like, I've been up there. I'm like, you know what? Really nice area. The weather's nice, but only right now. And only for a couple more weeks.
You got 3 months. You got three right? months.
And then it's just a hellscape.
Yeah, but that's the same as Alberta, too.
Frozen hellscape. Yes. But back on the UFO talk, it's just it's interesting to me. I'm like, it's tough. It's just, it's a wild story. What's going on in Peru for it to come out the way it is. Is it a correlation between gold mining and stuff? It's just, I don't know if
I think so. I've seen Cowboys and Aliens.
I don't know if I believe any of the accounts, really. Right? Like, I think so. We all, like, listen, we all know firsthand accounts, eyewitness accounts, terrible, trash, garbage, so wildly unreliable.
But sometimes the best you got.
Yeah, sometimes the best you got. But like the fact that someone comes in and is like, it's this, it's these fucking mercenaries on jetpacks. I'm like, that is honestly as unbelievable in the other direction for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't believe that for a second that you have mercenaries dropping in, getting shot, being fine. I'm like, what's the end game there? What's the end game? You think, why not just wipe out this village?
Well, what is the end game then? If it's not that, if it's not all this stuff,
you don't want to wipe out the village. People, that's like, that village is like 1,300 people.
That's not a lot of people. That's
you can't just make 1,300 people disappear.
But you know how exhausting it would be to fucking kill peel
that's a lot of
that
people.
Many people?
They have a highly advanced laser skin removal system.
I'm sure mercenary groups have killed off villages with more people in the way of resources in the world than 1,300 people.
Well, yeah, not in South America. Right. Peru has a relatively stable government. Not so much. Well, you know, it could be, this could be actually, you know what, this could be real. You know, Peru's having a real extraterrestrial problem right now. Cause it's, that's why they closed down, Machu Picchu, right? And they closed down Machu Picchu.
That's right. They made it seem like it was a strike, but really.
No.
Well, they made it seem like a political turmoil, but it wasn't.
Extraterrestrial turmoil is more like it. That's why, that's why they shut it down.
Is there anything better than extraterrestrials?
They showed up and the stuff's getting real heated over there.
It's just the thing that's wild to me is I'm like, the descriptions of these things by the people that live there are alien, very alien. And then when they're given, it's like, I'm led to believe that it's either aliens on one end of the scale or it's mercenaries with technology that we've never seen before. Right? The bulletproof fucking Green Goblin armor that quietly hovers for a training run.
Don't they have a massive fucking gang problem shit down there though? Like I remember like it wasn't Peru, but it was like right near like Ecuador or something like that, where the guy just got assassinated by one of the, cause he came out against all the gangs.
Oh yeah. The corruption his, like, one. Yeah. Platform.
Yeah. Right. Like, isn't it fucking like a place just rifled with fucking gang and corruption?
I think so.
I don't know how stable these governments are.
I don't think so. I think they're all
not saying, hey, I'm Canadian. Our government's not very stable.
They're not very stable at the moment either.
Okay. So
I don't know.
They're all CIA propped up down there. All right.
That's fair.
If you're not working with the CIA, you're against the CIA down there. But it's wild. Like to see that trending after all these you know, we've been talking about the congressional hearings and UFOs, and then you have like an entire village being like, help us, please.
Getting peeled.
I did see later in the day today, I did see on X, the one I talked about was saying, they said there was a little fact check thing. And it said, this video is not in direct link with this event. And I went, yeah, but what's that in direct link with? I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. It's in the area. Like, it's in Peru, but it's not with that specific event.
I know it's in Peru.
Because it said so on the fact check thing.
That the thing that event took place in Peru? That
it was in Peru, but it wasn't linked to this event. I'm like, well, it should
bullshit.
Be. Because that's the crazy shit I ever seen. I didn't know that you could do that to a person. It's terrifying. Hashtag fucking trigger warning. Don't look that shit up. If you're anything like me, you hate that stuff. Don't look it up. It's terrible. I hate looking at this stuff. But it's interesting.
But he does.
It'll be interesting to see. That's my perfect date. I sit down there and go, hey, you want to watch some gore videos?
Murder porn?
You want to watch some
face of death.
Yeah. Oh, My brother, Mr. Conspiracy, you fucking used to love watching that. He used to send me stuff. I'd be like, oh, don't send me that. It gives me nightmares, man. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Who wants to watch that shit? Well, a conspiracy.
But anyways, it's interesting. We'll keep up to it as things progress. Right now, we're led to believe aliens or, you know, mercenaries. One or the other. Aliens or cowboy, gold cowboys.
It could be cowboy commander.
Well, that makes more... That would make more sense.
Let's get into this. Whoa. Why is Cobra Commander peeling people? Why is Cobra peeling? Cobra Commander's not peeling anybody.
Cobra needs gold to fund their international terrorism.
I understand that, efforts. But do you think Cobra Commander is going to peel
Zorban's going to fucking peel some faces? How do you think he makes his disguises? Yeah,
what Andrew's saying is Cobra Commander is not doing any of the hands-on stuff.
Whatever his name is.
He's not doing the hands-on stuff.
What's his name? I forgot. It's like Zardon. Not Zardon. What's his name? He's got some weird name.
What are they called again? They're like the Marauders or something. Oh God, that's gonna
bug the mercenary group. But anyways, I did have a theory of the week.
Zartan,
yeah, that's right. Zartan.
Theory of the week this week.
Oh, did you? So did I.
Did you?
We should do two.
Should we do two? I'll do a twofer.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do a twofer. You do the first one.
I think I know which one. No, you go right. First.
This one.
You're doing the museum.
Easy one. Again, easy to get it. Yeah. You go on to Apple iTunes, you know, wherever you can leave a pod, wherever you can leave a written review for the podcast, you leave us a written review. You write a nice little heartfelt review. Chances are we see it, we read it, because obviously we're all narcissists. We love reading good things about it. About the pod, so
some more than others. So, some more than others. Let's be honest here.
Well, I don't read any of the bad. You read the bad. I ignore the bad. Like the guy who,
it's because all mine are bad.
Someone the other day was saying that how annoying I was on the pod, and I was like, I've done like 200. You fucking douche. I was like, you've listened to the pod. You've listened to 200 of me, and now you're at 289. You're gonna be like, you know what? That Braden guy. I'm like, I've literally been on every podcast.
Took a while for me to make up my mind.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Like 400 hours of listening to him talk.
I didn't sleep a wink when I read that. I cried all night.
Mm.
But this guy, be like this guy, Jeff. Our buddy Jeff from London, hey, UK. Jeff. He said, he gave us a 5-star review and he said, I'll write a poem for this podcast. Your boys amazing. From ATT, trust me, they're no mugs, bringing UFOs and scary ghosts and photographs of bugs. Dropping news from up above straight into your lap. It's often really bang on point, but sometimes shady crap. Endlessly, they search for stories near and far with tales of the night sky and pickled babies in a jar. They'll make you laugh and spit your beer with banter and good humor. There's even talk that one's a vampire, but that's a bloody rumor. I'll end this nice. With a warning now. They can go off on rants, but trust me when I say you'll laugh so hard, you'll mess your pants. Best wishes and thanks from Jeff from London. Jeff, you are the theorite of the week.
That was great.
Thank you for that review. And easy. Yeah. You know, you can review it. You can talk.
That wasn't easy though. That took talent.
Put some thought in.
That was good. That wiped out. I'm not even going to say mine now.
Save it for next week. We'll pretend like it wasn't the one.
Just vetoed it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, vetoed both of them.
And listen, if you support the show, you like what we do, you listening to the podcast, right? And you're like, you know what? I like these guys. I like what they do. And we do it for free. There's ways you can support us. You can go to our alientheorist.com. Go buy yourself some merch. Help the show out that way. Get yourself some cool swag. Or if you like what we do and you want to support the show on Patreon or Supercast, you know, you can donate to the show. Helps keeps the lights on. And in return, we have hundreds of hours of bonus content, D&D and stuff. The last D&D we did is getting some pretty good reviews. We were level 10 absolutely gooned. I listened to a little bit of it and I was like, holy, we were good. We were gooned. But it was a good time.
Happens when we're in the same room.
So if you like this and you want to support us, there's ways to do it and get yourself some cool stuff. So help support the show. And Zell's going to tell you about some beauties that are already doing that.
Boom. This week's newest supporters, we got Dead Owl 89.
Woo!
Conspiracy Outpost Podcast.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Getting some free plug in there. There you go. Mush Life. Brick. I'm pretty sure that's Brick, the character from, isn't that Borderlands? Pretty sure it's him.
No, Anchorman. Brick Tamlin.
Brick Tamlin. Yeah.
No, or him. Ben Kerr. Mike Philpott. I deleted this person's name. $3 pledged by someone. I deleted their name. I'll make sure to get you on the next one.
See, what Zell's saying is if you pledge anything under the $3 range is where he thinks of you as a lesser person.
You can get deleted.
He's like, what, you couldn't afford $2 extra to get all the bonus content?
We can't afford to say your name on the pod.
Well, when I check next week, if you're between Mike Philpott and the last supporter of the week, Keenan, and Zed, I'm gonna make sure to get you in.
Yeah, listen,
week.
You got a week. Just, you got
for some
a
reason
week.
Deleted your name.
You got a week to up your pledge or sell your name.
Get your shit together.
Hey, thanks for supporting the show. I mean, this it's majority crowdfunded, so we appreciate all you guys. We know the last 6 months have probably been a little bit up and down with bonus material. We've all had babies. So things are slowly.
Dan got a Gundam.
Dan got a Gundam. Things are slowly kind of getting back into a little bit better of a routine. So hopefully by the fall we'll be back really motoring with bonus content and stuff. But hey, thank you for all your continued support, especially in these troubling times when things are tough out there. We get it. And if you aren't because it is tough, hey man, it's all good. We just love doing it. Thanks for listening. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those fucking eyes on those skies, you rat bastards.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.